As concerns about global climate change and environmental damage rise, many educators in the U.S. are seeking solutions by giving hands-on training in sustainable living as part of their school curriculum. It's lunchtime at Head Royce, a small private school for students in kindergarten through 12th grade in Oakland, California. The school prides itself on strong academic performance as well as leadership skills. As part of that leadership, senior Tyler Finney talks with other students and school staff about greening up their school.
Every day we meet to discuss how to lower emissions.
Tyler says the Green Team also plans events to get other students excited about sustainability. Senior Mike Adlin says they're drafting a letter to parents about why to carpool and how to buy greener products for their kids.
If we can influence our parents, the generation before us, you know, they could help out other people who aren't as informed.
Head Royce principal Paul Chapman says sustainability is so important. When students first requested this project 3 years ago, he made sure the students would have a major say in generating ideas and taking action.
And I told this group there was a reason for that, because it was about their future, not our past. And I wanted to make it apparent that the kids should have some power. So I also told them there were two rules in that committee that applied to no other committee at the school. The first rule was ready, fire, aim, and the second was it was better to ask for forgiveness and permission. The point was that we wanted them to get out and make change, which they did.
Chapman encouraged them to think creatively, even if some of the projects they came up with seemed fanciful and some didn't work out. Thanks to the students' ingenuity, many of their ideas have paid off, and the school now gets much of its electric power from solar panels. It has a garden for healthy classroom snacks, and it has reduced the amount of trash it generates. Senior Lydia Glenmurray says the committee members are trying to do even more.
We've also been planning a trash audit today, so next week we'll be sorting through all of our trash and figuring out how much of our trash should be in compost that's not and is going into the landfill. In Oakland, it's like 30% of trash in the landfill is actually like compostable. So we're trying to improve that statistic at our school right now.
Green schools are sprouting up in all shapes and sizes all across the United States, according to Lisa Bennett of the Center for Ecoliteracy in Berkeley.
Some schools are doing it through gardens. Some are doing it through, you know, healthy, nutritious lunches. Others are doing it in their classes.
Bennett says there's an important reason for schools to teach sustainability.
Many of the problems that we now face are because we didn't learn about sustainable living. So why not start teaching young kids about it?
Some educators oppose adding new subjects, like environmental projects, to the school day. They're concerned it will distract from basic academics like reading and math. But Bennett says the opposite is usually true.
What the research is now showing is that when kids are out in nature and they are met with a challenge, when they are given this kind of education that's designed around a project where they then have to learn things for a reason in order to complete their project, they are willing to work a lot harder, and we've seen scores go up.
Back at Head Royce, a Green Team member agrees.
It's really cool for once, rather than just learning material, to be able to build material out of our passions and out of our creativity, because that's something that isn't always emphasized enough.
Headmaster Paul Chapman says that in addition to supporting academic skills, the Green Mission at Head Royce helps students build leadership skills.
At the top of most everybody's list is real-world problem solving. So when you pitch a problem to kids and you let them understand that they could come up with a solution to a problem that has bedeviled other people, it's highly motivational.
You can see the motivation in every class, says Head Royce Academic Dean Crystal Land.
Our math classes have a great water use project where they measure the amount of water that comes out of the shower in each of their homes and then compare it to local water use and worldwide water use rates for other families. All through the lower school, they study the ocean. And so we've got in every grade and in every subject some small touch with the idea of sustainability.
Future goals at Head Royce include reducing the school's carbon footprint down from 2,000 metric tons of CO2 a year to zero to become one of the first carbon-neutral schools in the nation. Paul Chapman says the students are also figuring out how to make that happen.
One thing we could do is we could tax everybody, but we could also run a campaign. We could raise money. And then we can also drive the carbon use down through More carpooling, more alternate transport, that type of thing.
As for the future of the Green Team students, many plan to keep trying to make the world more sustainable.
You know, there's a lot of colleges out there that have, like, wind turbines and they have compost things set up, but, I mean, like Mike, I'm definitely going to get involved with whatever college I go to, helping further green their school.
The Center for Eco-Literacy has worked with Head Royce and other schools to integrate environmental action into lesson plans, and it offers workshops for educators around the world. A new book from the center, called Smart by Nature, profiles U.S. schools that are greening the curriculum. For VOA News, I'm Shelley Schlender in Oakland, California.